All right, welcome everybody. This is the Influencer Show, and my guest today is the first. We have not had a filmmaker slash actor on the program, so for our audience, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourself, tell everyone how you got started and where you came from.
Oh, okay. First off, my name is Mirandis Berger. I'm an actor, writer, director from Youngstown, Ohio. I was born in Lorain, Ohio.
Okay.
And so I spent a lot of time in my childhood out there and ended up venturing out to Youngstown when I was about 11. And from there, I kind of just took off. Well, I knew what I wanted to do since I was a kid. But I would say it started in Lorain. I grew up with siblings and my mother, piano maestro.
Okay.
All in the, I grew up in entertainment. And it was pretty easy for me.
Is it your first movie?
That's my first big movie. Okay. That's not my first movie. I got.
And if you see on the screen, those who can't see it, we have Grimy here. Grimy. The first big.
Yeah, that's my first one. That's my first one that's ever been distributed.
Okay.
You caught studios out of Detroit and Atlanta. That's my distribution company, which I got them through Latasha Avery. They're all from Detroit out that way. But yeah, my first big one, and it turned out well.
Okay. And so how'd you choose Youngstown to?
Youngstown has always been where I wanted to put my stuff out at, because Youngstown got this stigma, and it always had this stigma as if it's like this bad thing that goes on all the time in Youngstown, and that's not true. It's a lot of dope people here. It's a lot of people here that's really good at what they do. But I think the stigmatism of Youngstown and creating that narrative that Youngstown was a bad place, that made me want to do it even more.
Okay.
And plus, I got a lot of family here, a lot of people here to know me. And my main thing has always been to inspire people and do what I can to make somebody see that they could do it too.
Yeah, so, and yeah. I'd really like to see, more movies get produced. I mean, our area is amazing as far as setting goes. I mean, we've got a great industrial setting, and you also got some urban areas that would make great for filming. So how many scenes in the movie were filmed exclusively here?
I actually did most of the scenes here, but we filmed in Pennsylvania.
Okay.
We filmed in Lorain, Cleveland, Niles, Warren.
Wow.
It's like kind of our little Youngstown that we made up. It ain't the exact Youngstown that we live in, but it's
take some liberties.
It's our little town, Youngstown, that we made up on our own. But so, yeah, we filmed. Places.
And how'd you do your casting? Did you pick all locals, or did you bring people with you?
We have people from all over. We got people like Terry Bisgrove. She's from Amherst. You got Olivia Queener. She came all the way from Cleveland. Tiana, I forget her last name. Sorry, Tiana, if I missed her name. But she came from Akron. So we got a Unique Alexander, Antonio Maldonado. They all came from Newcastle. Yeah, it's all around, but mainly I would say mostly the cast was right here in Youngstown, and we usually would do a casting call, and I didn't want to do that with this one right here. I wanted to handpick everybody.
Nice.
So everybody was handpicked.
All right.
Yeah.
There's been movies that have been tried in the area before, but this one blew up. Like, what would you attribute to the success of this thing?
I would say my distribution company. But outside of that, I would say David Walker, the director of it, he played a major key in that. He played a major part in that with the writing. And because I had a Grimy before this, but I didn't like the way it was going. So I wanted to take it to another level. But I would say my executive producer, Gene Fennessy, the people around me, like the people, the cast and the crew, everybody made it easy. Everybody was on point. And we did it through the pandemic. We did it through the worst of the pandemic, and nobody folded. We all got it done. And so that's what I would say, make it a success, people believing in it. Plenty of times I didn't know what it was going to do. I knew it was a pretty good movie, but I didn't expect it to blow up at all. I'm not even going to lie to you. No.
Okay. The purpose of the show is so that the public becomes aware of some things that are happening, people that are making a difference and, really going out there and making changes and really putting themselves out there so the public can support it and get behind it. So if if you were to be able to address the public and say the best way to help it, I'm assuming go see the movie and give it some numbers, right?
We started off on it released July 6, 2021. I had no promotion, absolutely no promotion from this movie. Only thing we had was hearsay. and maybe passing a word and stuff like that. When we did things, we really didn't, we would post pictures. We was on set. Hey, we had a great time on set, but I never really pushed it like that. But it came out July 6, 2021. And the first 2 days, it did 37.9 million minutes.
Boom.
And I got it sent to me and I ain't know what to do. I'm like, hold on, my movie. And so, yeah. So I told him, don't tell me no more numbers until like October. So right now we way past 60 million streams.
It's beautiful.
So that was on Amazon Prime. It's still on there, but you can also, if you don't got Amazon Prime, you can go watch it for free on Tubi right now. As a matter of fact, it was trending. It was just the other day. It was one of the top movies, but it's a certain category it was in. I can't really remember.
That makes you proud, right? You're glowing yeah, there, man. Yeah, I love that.
This is a real feeling because we, you know, what we went through to get it done. It was tough. Right. It was tough. So, but everybody stuck it out, and I'm glad that everybody, a lot of these actors and actresses in Grimy have been grinded a long time. And if I can help bring them to light, and I hope they go on to do great things. Everyone, I hope they, because everyone does have different things they're doing outside of acting. And but I hope they all take advantage of it. You know, I'm proud of them.
All right, without spoilers, tell us the storyline of the movie.
Grimy is the story of an undercover officer named Rogers. And what it is he's from the good ghetto, from the hood, and he's get chosen to go in to get in deep with a couple criminals. They know he's the only one that can get the job done. So they send him in to relate to them. And he ends up getting in too deep, falls in love, almost starts forgetting he's a cop, almost starts forgetting a job, and you have to get a reminder. And the reminder, by the time he gets that, it's too late. And yeah.
So how'd you get your start in filmmaking? What was your inspiration?
My inspiration was my mother. My mother always kept me in like plays and doing different stuff like that. I gotta still get into the story. This was a while back. This was in the '90s, but my mom would write these scripts out for me herself and have me read them, and I would study them. And I ended up being the script for the Secret Garden. It was this play, and I was terrified to do it, but I did it anyways. Right at the Lorraine Palace Theater, and I did real good. The crowd loved it. And it was this producer there, director there named Robert Townsend. And I'm not sure if everybody's familiar with him, but he had the show The Parenthood, most familiar, The Five Heartbeats. But anyways, he said he liked what I did. But at this time, my dad had custody of me. I was just down on Lorraine. My dad lived in Youngstown. He wanted me to come out to L.A. because he was working on this movie, this superhero movie. And my dad said no instantly. Like, it was no ifs, ands, or buts about it. He just straight said no. My dad country. I love you, Dad. My dad country, though. He don't play that. But anyways, it hurt me, too. But anyways, that movie ended up being a box office success, and it was The Meteor Man. I was set to be casted as one of the baby lords. And so, yeah, that's the story. You know, Robert Townsend, man, if you're out there, thank you for that opportunity. I hope I get to see you again. I know I was a kid then, but hey, I'm still doing my thing now. And if you need me, I'm still there for you.
So we have a lot of films that come to town and they look for funding. How did you guys get your thing funded? Was it self-funded or did you get investors?
I funded everything.
The whole myself. Thing. Wow, that's cool.
We only funded it was $20,000.
Okay.
And I did it.
Beautiful. That's a risk that you put yourself out there, didn't you?
Hey, but I knew it was worth it. I knew it was worth it. And I knew that we wasn't going to have a Hollywood banger or anything like that. My thing was like, I don't want to waste these people's time that I'm working with. They believe in me. I want to give them something to be proud of, because that's what everybody strives for, a hit, whether people like your work or not. But every hit song, you don't like them. You hear a song, why is that? It don't matter. It's a hit. A hit is a hit. And so that's what I was striving for, to get there, and I did it. So now I'm ready to step it up.
All right. Well, we have a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs and people in our audience. So what would you recommend, or for the person that wants to get into movie making or even acting, where they should start and what they should do?
I would say it would start with don't be afraid to fail. That's one thing for sure. Don't be afraid to fail. You got to put your all into it. You got to put your all into it. And you got to do it no matter what. You got to do it no matter how you're feeling. You got to do it. I would say this. Let me say this. For me to do things, it has to inspire me first. So anything that I would anything that I would do for free, I would do it for get. I would do it for free anyways. Right. No money would have to. No money could motivate me to do, fulfill my passion and do what I love doing. So I would say, just do your thing. Be careful who you're dealing with, because it's a deadly game. It's a dangerous game out here, and you never know who's who. You know, it's politics. You told me to be honest. It's a politics game. Don't think that talent alone is just going to get you in the door. I've been around thousands of talented people that didn't get nowhere. So when you do hear that saying, it's not what you know, but who you know, that's so true. But even then, though, I've had times where I could have took shortcuts, but it wasn't working for me. When you get in the industry like this, it's a lot of cutthroat stuff. So I decided to take the stairs. So yeah, just grind it out, though. Don't worry about what people think. That's the last thing you need to worry about, what people think. But the I think Les Brown said, in order to get ahead, you got to get started. So just get started, and that's what I can tell you.
What was the most challenging part of the process to you personally
for Grammy?
Yeah,
the most challenging part of the process, my personal life. I was going through so much in my personal life, you know, that could have stopped, because we only filmed like on weekends. We only filmed like on, I'm like, oh, I got to get through the whole week. So it was difficult for me to get through the whole week, because I was dealing with a lot personally. You know, I had a lot of things going on. My sister dying and her being sick and my dad being sick, my mom, and just things I was going through, and people just coming out of the woodwork and haters and family. It was just so much every single day of my life. So I kind of just fled to the country.
Okay.
And I just, you know, a lot of people can tell you, I just fled to the country and just stayed out there. Like, you know what, if I got to sleep all week to keep myself from being any drama or anything that can stop me from, man, everything tried to stop me. And a lot of people, and the thing is, a lot of people that's in the cast were going through personal things. But when it was time to get on set, we showed up, we showed out, we made no excuses, and we got the job done.
So anyone who kind of operated during the pandemic, was there any time that you thought, I'm going to delay this until we get back to normal?
It's like, once you start a movie, it's hard to stop. I tried that one time and everybody looked at me like, no. I'm like, all right, yo, I just want to make sure y'all cool. If y'all cool, well, I'm cool. And yeah, it's plenty of times we did, but they wouldn't let me. Nobody in that cast or part of the crew would let me stop the filming of this movie. It's like everybody felt something about it. We just didn't know what it was. And we found out.
Thank goodness they had you in check, though, right?
Man, man, man. Because I'll go to the country. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. So, but it's wonderful. I'm glad to have the opportunity to work with all them people. And I look forward to doing, you know, bigger and better things. And
yeah, let's talk about that real quick. So you got to follow up with something. So what's in the future? What do you got planned?
Oh, in the future, I have a couple things that I've been casted, and I'm finally took the time to actually take more movie roles now, because I was so self-consumed with my own work that I had to turn a lot of roles down.
Right.
So I got a few roles I'm gonna be in. It's a big series in called McGraw Ave out in Detroit. Season two, I'm gonna be in that. I'm making some cameo appearances in that. And I got my own stuff, another banger coming out, hopefully a hit. You know, it's up to y'all, though. It's up whatever y'all gotta make it that. But I think it's, you know, it's stepped it up a level, and it's a prison movie. So that's really
your agent was awesome, by the way. So is that the key to like getting yourself out there, is getting that exposure?
Yeah, because what I would do is sometimes I have to find things, though, and let him do, you know, the talking for me. Like, it was, like, I'll say something like, what do you think about this? And they'd be like, okay, I'll check it out. Same thing with this. Same way it happened, the same way. So, yeah, that helps. That helps, because sometimes I may not do everything he tells me to do. Like, I can't really do much. I post stuff on Facebook. Miranda, put that, take it off. Take it off. Take it off. Take it down. I'm like, damn, Grumpy Man. Like, I can't say anything. Take it off. So if anybody ever wonder why I post stuff on Facebook and then delete it, Bumpy Darden. But yeah, man.
Well, the business is brutal, and so having someone that understands it and can guide you a little bit, and, you know, like, because half the things he probably gives you are probably solid advice, right?
And I just want to have fun sometimes. I don't even the thing is, it's nothing personal for me. Nothing's personal. I'm usually smiling and laughing when I'm doing things, But I can see the way the world could take things a different way. It's like sending a text message. And those could be, you know, our text messages can be took out of context sometimes. You'd be like, I didn't mean it that way. You know, yeah, but the world takes things how they want. So I understand in the position that I'm in and the influence that I do have over people. And I'm learning that more, too, because I didn't realize how much people follow me and how many people are watching me. And I'm just now finding that out like the last 5 or 6 months. So I'm learning. I'm getting there. I'm still growing. I'm a little immature. I'm like a big kid.
We all are. Yeah. We totally.
But I'm learning.
All right. So now you've operated in markets bigger than this, smaller than this, and mm-hmm. like I said, that you know, I'd really like to see Youngstown even do more of this kind of stuff. So how do we compare against the entertainment industries in those other cities in Detroit?
It's some cold filmmakers here, man. One of Kawhi Daniels. You know, that's somebody I would like to work with in the future. His directing skills is phenomenal. Sean Lott, his directing skills is phenomenal. They have a keen sense for the craft, like something that I can't even do. You know what I mean? I'm pretty good, but I think when you work together as a team, you could put something really, 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 really dope together. And Youngstown got some talented people, man. I grew up in you know, my younger years, even though I moved away, but through all my time of growing up, I still have never ran into a city or a place, and we live in the middle of nowhere. I've never ran into a city or a place that is talented as Youngstown. I mean, with music and rap and R&B and dancing and everything. I, like, when I was younger growing up in Youngstown, when I would see stuff on TV, I felt like they stole it from us. Like, they got that from us. Because Youngstown, this was back when we used to have variety shows and style shows and different like that. It was like going to the Grammys. But somewhere along the line, that stopped. But
we'll bring it back again. It's there. Yeah, it was totally
the variety shows. And, you know, we used to have these different contests and stuff like that, which we was in everything. Don Cody, Don Cody is a huge producer out here in Youngstown. Don Cody slaps. And he knows. We grew up together. We started together, like, from kids. And another something real quick. One time, this was our eighth grade farewell. Me and Don Cody, they had these things we could write in this book, what we wanted to be. And me and him wrote exactly what we wanted to be. And exactly what we wrote is exactly what we're doing right now. No kidding. Hey, if anybody got that eighth grade farewell book, North Junior High, let me know.
So you've been an actor and you've already carried your own thing. So I imagine like doing your own thing, you got to call a lot more of the shots, but there had to have been a lot more pressures and a lot more liabilities. Do you prefer just doing the acting thing? Give me the script. And is it easier that way?
I had to learn that I'm so cool. And I had to learn that the hard way, that I couldn't be cool with everybody. I couldn't be everybody's not my friend. Everybody. I can't cater to everybody. I can't make everybody. I had to learn that because I wanted to fulfill somebody else's dream just as bad as I wanted to fulfill my own. So I had to learn to slow it down and get stern. Like, hey, this is the way it is. This is what we're going to do. If you're down, then be down. You know, if you can't, then just let me know now. That way I don't got to look forward to you. So, but I'm just a cool dude, man. Like, I'm just cool. Like,
being the boss,
you know,
though.
It's, yeah, I know. I had to fall back because, you know, when you're getting 50 to 60 messages all coming to you, I don't have I do now. I got a secretary now, but I didn't have no accountant or a secretary or nothing like that then. You know, so I had to take care of all this myself, answering all the messages. And, you know, I would get sidetracked sometimes, too, also with my personal life and forget to hit somebody up on this. So that was tough, and I didn't want nobody to take it personal. Like, I'm just one man.
Right. But, hurt their feelings and didn't try to. Yeah. That's the worst.
We also won awards from Grammy, too.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about it.
Yeah. All Black Everything out of Los Angeles, California. This company out there, which is ran by Ant Fan. They awarded us. He called me, and he said he wanted to know. He wanted to let us know. He wanted to give us awards, but he only wanted to do certain ones. He asked me what did I want him to do. And I was like, you want, for real? He like, yeah. I was like, give everybody a award.
See, there's a nice guy comes out, right?
And
the cool guy.
Man, they literally got 45, 50 plaques printed up, boxed and sent in the mail.
Nice.
Yeah, so I hope everybody was cool with that. We had a nice autograph signing, which we did in Cortland Library. That turned out nice. I'm just happy. I'm in a happy space right now. very, very happy right now.
That's awesome. Yes. Why don't you tell our audience again how to get a hold of your stuff and support you?
Yes, you can watch Grimy on I'm Miranda's Burger, B-E-R-G-E-R. You could watch Grimy on Amazon Prime if you have Prime. And if you don't have Prime Video, you can go to Tubi right now and watch it. Just type in Grimy. My social media is The Real Mirandas. That's my Instagram, The Real Mirandas. I have a Facebook page, Actor Miranda's Burger, and Miranda's Burger. Anywhere you go, my YouTube page, everything is on there. I've had movies on there. I got movies that I won awards for. I got about six or seven awards before Grimy. And go on there, you know, check out Poor Georgie if you want to see where I started. Realism Mini Docs just recently put together this mini documentary they started for me, this series in 2017. I'm going there and check it out. You can see more of the story I was telling you with the Robert Townsend and where I come from and different things like that. Yeah. Miranda's Burger, anywhere you put it, Google it. It's all there. Anything you want to find.
Miranda's, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it. I wish you a ton of opportunities, man.
I do. I look forward to it.